It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Come January, Republicans on Capitol Hill will achieve what's known as a governing trifecta.
Taking control of the executive branch of the president, combined with GOP majorities in both the House and the Senate.
Tax policy will be a big issue for the new Congress, with some cuts set to expire at the end of next year.
On the campaign trail, President-elect Donald Trump proposed a wide array of tax breaks, from removing federal income taxes on Social Security to not taxing things like tips or overtime.
To talk tax policy and Democratic priorities going into the new Congress, we're joined by Democratic Representative Gwen Moore. She represents parts of the Milwaukee metro region and was reelected in the general election. Representative Moore, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
How do you plan to advance Democratic initiatives, Democratic priorities in this new Congress under a unified government for Republicans? What will be your strategy?
Well, I'll tell you, it really is a very tough environment, Kate. And we knew, of course, that taxes were going to be on the table no matter what the configuration of Congress and the presidency would be. You know, we're going to take advantage, number one, of the fact that this is unlike what Republicans proclaimed this to be a mandate. It is not a mandate. The margin, I think, in both the Senate and particularly in the House is very, very thin. So I think that they're going to find that they're going to have to cooperate with us. There's a lot of bullying, we think, that's going to come from the top, from the president. And so we'll see the extent to which Republicans adhere to that bullying. But what we do know is that arithmetic is just arithmetic. The Republicans have proclaimed that they want to extend the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, the 2017 taxes, which already cost $1 to $2 trillion, and expanding them fully would cost $4.6 trillion. We heard testimony yesterday in the Joint Economic Committee, which I'm also a member of, where they want to have a budget neutral outcome, which means that they'd have to pay for those $4.7 trillion in tax cuts. When we asked Dr. Hope Zekin, he's the former CBO director under Republicans, what he would do, he didn't say, of course, what Republicans would do, but he immediately went to the notion that we'd have to cut spending. I couldn't believe how fast, Kate, he started talking about Social Security and Medicare. What we have heard Democrats talk about in particular is changing Medicaid, which, of course, right now it's a dirty word, but it's an entitlement. Anyone who's eligible for it can receive it. So if you're in a nursing home, or if you're in the intensive care unit and you're 75 years old and you're laying there on your deathbed, spending lots and lots and lots of Medicaid dollars, what when you think of them block granting it, Kate, just think chopping block. They're talking about block granting Medicaid, which means that any other people who would ordinarily be eligible for Medicaid will find themselves unable to get that care because it's being consumed by, our seniors, people in nursing homes, by people who, of course, are eligible, but it really would block younger people, kids, families, other people from receiving it.
So you see that as a target for paying for additional tax cuts. I do want to touch down here on Social Security. Trump has proposed eliminating federal income tax on Social Security. Forbes estimating this could save retirees more than $135 billion a year. Is a policy like this viable?
Hey, you know, everybody likes a free lunch. And what we have found out that there is no such free lunch. I mean, Social Security is paid for by our payroll tax. And so, I can remember my 14-year-old daughter screaming and crying about paying FICA And now she's 55, and she's glad that she's paid into FICA, because that is where she will be able to receive Social Security at some point. And so it's a feel-good, you know, something like Trump signing the checks that he sent out. It's a feel-good thing, but it really undermines Social Security, and it's a really bad, bad idea.
So if these types of tax cuts go through, and perhaps we haven't talked about it, but drive up further the national debt, could they also result, though, in significant economic growth? And wouldn't that be a net positive?
Well, you know, former chair of the Ways and Means Committee, Kevin Brady, spoke with the Joint Economic Committee, on which I served yesterday, and he talked about growth, 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 growth. And of course, corporations have benefited from having their tax rates reduced from what was that 35-36% down to 21%. Of course, that incentivizes companies to make investments and so forth. But again, Dr. Douglas Holtz-Eakin, former CBO director under Republicans, said that growth is coming, but that growth is not trickling down, which is why you hear people, Kate, complaining about the cost of everything. Over half of Americans say that they are feeling economic strain. It was one of the reasons people have given at exit polls of why they voted for Trump, because they're feeling economically challenged in rent and in prices. So we gave these tax cuts to these corporations, and while it provided growth, other than that first, you know, 28 bucks we gave to people right after the tax cuts, they didn't, you know, these corporations did stock buybacks. They did not. It did not trickle down. It did not increase wages. It did not lower prices.
I want to pause right there as we talk about Democratic priorities in a Congress under full Republican control with Gwen Moore, Democratic representative from Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District, member of the Tax Writing House and House Ways and Means Committee. Representative Moore, I want to turn our attention now to child tax credits. You're one of three members on Ways and Means that voted against largely bipartisan tax legislation earlier this year. You said it was because the legislation didn't do enough to expand the child tax credit. What might it do under a Trump administration?
Well, I can tell you, a former Chair Brady said that we ought to have work requirements. And of course, there are 19 million. When we talked about we reduced poverty in families, cut it by half, it was because we provided the child tax credit with no strings attached. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to provide the tax credits and to base it on how much money a parent makes. And so I'm good with providing the child tax credit to those who are not struggling day to day, because kids cost money. I raised three of them. I mean, it costs money to raise kids, but you don't do it by cutting out the poorest of the poor and only providing it to people who are already employed. It's supposed to be called a child tax credit. Kids don't work, Kate. And so what is the point in having a work requirement? It's not only that, but it's a work requirement for Medicaid, a work requirement for SNAP. And what we have found is that these do not create true work incentives. It forces people into the low-wage workforce. And you know, it doesn't really create pathways to long-term employment and getting out of poverty. It just jerks people around, and mostly it denies them benefits to which they would otherwise certainly be entitled.
Representative Moore, let's turn our attention now to nominations. Earlier this week, President-elect Trump nominates former Wisconsin Representative Sean Duffy for Secretary of Transportation. You served alongside Duffy in the House for years until his departure from Congress in 2019. What do you make of this particular pick?
Well, just let me say, I know Mr. Duffy well, and you know we sparred considerably, but he has absolutely no credentials for this position. I mean, I guess he drives a car or a van, but he doesn't. I was stunned to hear him surface, and I think you know, he looks good on TV. I think that that is one of the things we know Donald Trump admires, people's television presence. But other than that, I, like many other people, are scratching our heads. You know, transportation, I think about our current transportation secretary, you know, Pete Buttigieg, and I think about all of the pieces of transportation that really could expand our economy in a way that really provides opportunities for people. You know, it's not just road building, but it's airports, it's trains, it's modernizing our system. I have no idea that he'll be up to the task.
And very quickly here, as we're almost out of time, any surprises to you in the picks so far of President-elect Trump's key positions?
Yep. Matt Gaetz, Tulsi Gabbard, who is a Russian asset, RFK Jr., from what I hear, that the CDC, folks at the Health and Human Services, they've got their resignation letters ready if he's confirmed. It seems like... Musk and Ramaswamy with
and
this
we're out of time. Representative Moore, thank you for joining us.
Oh, I had a great time. Thank you too.
Gwen Moore, Democratic representative from Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District, represents parts of the Milwaukee Metro. We've been talking about her priorities for a new Congress and tax cut proposals on the table.